And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland. Welcome to the program. I think you're going to like this program. It's going to be a good one. Today we're going to talk about mental health issues. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. That's the latest thing nowadays. Long time ago, you didn't hear about mental health issues. Long time ago, people didn't have bipolar. People didn't have PTSD. Well, maybe they did in World War II, but these types of diagnoses just didn't happen. Back then, people were, I don't know how it was described a long, long time ago, but however it was, people didn't have diagnoses. Now we have diagnoses, and what does that mean? It means meds. Whenever you hear about somebody in treatment, you know, when you read the headlines about somebody having done something awful, then most of the time, the person was in treatment for ADHD or bipolar or something or other. And what does that mean? That means that he was on meds. He was on psychiatric meds. That's what it means. So that's the reality of today's of today's world. And so let's talk about mental health issues. You know, the universe has a very beautiful order in it. I'm finishing up my book on Einstein. Well, actually, it's about God, but I have a significant portion of the book devoted to Albert Einstein, and he loved the order that he saw in the universe. And indeed, the universe is a beautifully ordered place. Someone once said that God is a mathematician, and he ordered the universe in a very, very wonderful and beautiful way. And there's also a moral dimension. There's a moral aspect to life. Animals don't need morality. A chipmunk just does what a chipmunk does, and a fox does what a fox does, and so on, you see. Human beings, well, there's something else going on, because, you know, when you see human beings, then what? You see human beings with mental health issues. You see human beings that are drug addicts. You see human beings that are alcoholics. You see that sort of thing. You don't see animals that are alcoholics or drug addicts. Animals conform to their world, and they fit in very nicely. And a fox does what a fox does, and at the end of the day, he lays his head down and has a good night's sleep. Likewise, a chipmunk or a rabbit or a deer or a lion. They do what a lion does, and at the end of the day has a good night's sleep. But human beings, what happens at the end of the day? Why, sometimes we can't sleep very well. We're nervous. Why should we be nervous? Why should what happened during the day continue to haunt us? Why wouldn't we simply have done our day's activities and then have a good night's sleep? Like when we were little children, when you were a little child, you had a full day of activity, and at the end of the day, you slept the sweet, innocent sleep of a babe. But now, at the end of the day, why, we lay down in bed, and then the whole day parades in front of our eyes. Why this and why that, and I should have done this and I should have done that. See? And then we have conflict. We have anxiety and we have conflict. Why couldn't we just live life effortlessly and beautifully and then be happy? Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. I've been on the air for 23 years. I've written 16 books. My latest book is about God. It's about cosmology. It's about physics. It's about cosmogenesis. It's about Einstein, and it's about Augustine. And I began by saying the universe has a beautiful order. And I said that animals have no conflict. And then I said that we humans have conflict, and we're troubled, and we're confused, and so on. Now, why should that be? Why should that be? Something is amiss. And so if there is disorder in your life, if your life is disordered, if your mind is disordered, if your emotions are disordered or out of control, then something is not quite right. Now, what could be? What could it be? What could be? Well, I'll give you some hints. I will give you some hints as to what it could be. For example, resentment. Yes, I said that there's a moral order to the universe also. Well, then if you want to find out whether it's okay to resent people, and if it's okay to hate people and okay to secretly judge people, you know, where you say, why, look at her, she's this and she's that, and talk behind people's back, you know, gossip. She did this, and did you know what she did, and did you hear what her boyfriend did, and see? So if it's okay to judge people and look down our nose upon them, if it's okay to resent people, if it's okay to resent your wife, your husband, your children, if it's okay to be impatient with your children, and so on, if that's okay, then, well, then, if that's okay, then simply continue judging people and being impatient and being resentful and see where it gets you. See what the result will be for a few months or a few years or a few decades of resentful living. And I you know, don't you, where that leads, what it leads to. You know. And yet you continue to be resentful. You continue to be judgmental. You judge your husband. See, you judge men. You're impatient with your kids. You're bossy with your kids. See what I mean? And you judge your neighbor. You resent your coworker. And need I go on? You're a little sneaky here and a little sneaky there. So there's a life lived resentfully. We humans are creatures of love. Little children are full of love. Childish love. It's a childish love, and yet it is love. But when we get older, why, we become what? Judgmental and prideful and arrogant. And we become angry at the world. If things didn't work out quite right for us, then we're angry at people, we're angry at society, we're angry at God. See? Well, there you have it. So there's a life out of order, that's not in conformity to the moral order. Because God doesn't like us to resent people or to judge them or to hate them. You see? All right. Well, so there I have given you a clue as to how to get your life back in order and to begin to be happy and carefree again. It's to let go of resentment. Let go of resentment. Now, let's talk about what else could be amiss. What else could be amiss? Well, what if we had a wrong idea about things? For example, suppose we thought that success, that we could become happy, and that we could become good, that we could become well thought of and successful in the highest sense of the word through education. Suppose we thought that if we sit in school for long hours and get a bachelor's degree and a master's degree and a doctoral degree, and suppose we study religion and read the Bible all the time and study, see? Suppose we thought that that was the way to success. Well, then, something is amiss there. Something is amiss, because if you look at all the people who are filled with education, see, many of them, most of them are not happy. See, it does not lead. It leads to the grave. See, that's where it leads. And it leads to a certain type of arrogance. See, it leads to, what do they say, all book learning and no common sense. And it leads to looking down one's nose upon other people. It leads to pride. See, when Christ went out and chose his apostles, why, well, there was a doctor, but for the most part, it was simply regular people. Although Paul also was a very studied person, so that shows that God doesn't reject us if we've done a lot of study and so on. But education, look, the whole world was founded upon a lie. The whole world that we know now, the upside down, topsy turvy, Alice in Wonderland world that we know now. No wonder we're confused. See, the world itself is confusing. Everything's backwards. The lowest people rise to the top, and the good people are at the bottom. And there's injustice everywhere, and unfairness, and sneakiness, and lying, and cheating, and and conniving, and phoniness, and people, you know, lie to us, and people pretend they know when they really don't know. And so it's an upside-down world. So if you conform to the world, what does it say in the Bible? Be not conformed to the world, but be ye renewed through the renewing of your mind, something like that. Well, if you are conformed to the world, see, then you're conforming to craziness. You're conforming to the upside down situation that you see on earth. And so therefore, it'd be much better to conform to, well, to the moral order of God than to the world. Conform to what you know in your heart is right. See? Conform to the authority of conscience. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Life could be sweet. Life could be oh so sweet. If only we knew how to live properly. Now, why is it then that we're not taught properly? Why is it we're taught to be ambitious? To put, what did Christ say? He said, put the kingdom of God and his right way first, and all other things will be added unto you. But we got it backwards. We're taught to put all the other things first. First, make something of yourself. First, get an education. Get a big job. Make a lot of money. Have a nice car. Have nice jewelry. See? Put sports first. Sports first. Sports clothes first. Sports fancy basketball shoes first, and a car first, and popularity first, the group first, and music first, and being first. See? Put all the other things first. Oh no. See, if you get it backwards, if you do it upside down, then your life will be not in order, not in harmony with God's order. See? So, the question is then, why would anyone want to mislead us? Why would they want to mislead us into having wrong ideas? Well, the reason is that when we become confused, and wrong, obviously, living wrongly, we become wrong. See, the food manufacturers say, eat this junk food, eat this boxed food, take this MSG, take this high fructose corn syrup. See, more fries, bigger hamburgers, more fried chicken. See, more this, more that, more gooey, pasty stuff. See, well, that's what they say. But then when we start to have problems, then what? Then we have to go to the doctor, and then we have to have expensive treatments and so on. Things go from bad to worse. See, and of course the educators, they say study, study, study. That's how they get their big salaries. They get their big salaries, and all the administrators get their big salaries, and the college instructors and professors get their big salaries, and the book publishers get their big salaries. You see what I mean? So everybody makes a lot of money on your following and doing what they say. And then when things get messed up, well, then the doctors and the psychiatrists and the pharmacists and all those people, well, they make a lot of money then upon your, you see what I mean? So therefore, not that we don't need those people, of course we need those people. But thing was in order, and like, how about animals? You don't see, in the animal kingdom, you don't need to have police and sheriffs and all that sort of thing in the animal kingdom. And yet why would we humans? We humans are who were created in the image and likeness of God. Why? We're doing all kinds of bad things, driving too fast and taking drugs and stealing from other people and doing bad things. Why would people do bad things? See? Something is wrong. Something is wrong. So the point is, was it Einstein who said, you know, insanity is if something doesn't work, then continue to do what hasn't worked? Something like that. Or another person said, if everybody's going the wrong way and what they're doing is not working out, then just don't go that way. See? All right. Well, you get the idea. So, you need to take a look at who it is that you're following and what they're telling you, and start checking with your conscience instead. Check with your intuition. Check with what you know in your heart. That's what God gives you. See? He gives you a conscience. See? He gives you what you know in your heart. See? See how that works? Start looking at what you know in your heart instead of what other people say. Start living your life properly. Put first things first. Put doing what's right first, put the kingdom of God first, and all other things will be added unto you. Get your priorities straightened out. See, then you'll be a better wife, better husband, better son, better daughter, better citizen, better worker. My name is Pastor Roland. I shall be right back. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level, online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable. Where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake, with me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. Welcome back. My name is Roland. Yes, I run that spot from time to time. I run that spot because I do offer some coaching. I do. But it's not something that I really push all that much. See, you actually are better off. Well, look, let me put it this way. Just listen. If you listened to my program and it struck a responsive chord, and you began to say, hey, you know, the guy's right. I am resentful. I do resent my wife. I do resent my husband. I am a little bit phony. I am bossy with my kids. I do pressure them. I pressure them to do homework and give them a hard time. And they cry or they're not happy. They look all stressed out. When I was a kid, people pressured me and I didn't like it. I wondered why they didn't love me. Why did they pressure me? See, now I'm doing exactly the same thing to my children. See, if you start to stand back and look at things like that, well, yes, it is a little painful, but it's honest. And when you're honest, you're closer to God than when you're dishonest. And when you allow your conscience to rub your nose a little bit in, some of the things you've been not doing quite right, like resenting your husband or resenting your wife, see, that sort of thing, well, you begin to see that that's not the way to go. That's not the way to be. You begin to see it, okay? And if you can bear seeing the truth about yourself, if you can bear seeing your own wrong in the light of conscience, see, the inner light of conscience, if you can bear seeing your own wrong in the inner light of conscience without resenting your conscience, see, that's our big mistake. We resent our conscience, which is our closest link to God. See, because we always want to be right. There's our mistake. We always want to be right, and we never want to be wrong. Do you know anybody who always wants to be right and never wants to be wrong? See? Do you know people that never want to admit when they've done something wrong? They pretend nothing happened? See, or they try to confuse you and make you think that you did something wrong when they did something. You see how that works? Well, look, you don't want to be like them. You don't want to be like that in before conscience. See, what's happened is you went out in the world and people were mean and they were cruel and they pressured you and they teased you and they put you down. And if you admitted you were wrong, then they took advantage. See? So you've gotten to the point now that you don't want to admit it if you're wrong. But I say that it is good, it's sweet, that it's good to admit you're wrong before conscience, which is your closest link to God. My name is Roland. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Burke, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Listen in again every week at this time for this program. Yes, check out my website, talktoapastor.org. That's talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. We have lots of resources. Lots and lots of resources for you. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.